Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 16, verses 23 through 30. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. John. And that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. And that day, you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." And Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We teach our alert volunteers that the first thing that they should do after a disaster is to pray. Before picking up the chainsaw or removing debris or mucking out a house, pray. It's so simple that even a toddler can do it, and yet it's often forgotten, overlooked, ridiculed, or replaced with something else to make an impact. Right? As if prayer is powerless. On the other hand, there are those out there that place prayer on the opposite end of the spectrum and ascribe to it that which the Lord has not promised. As if prayer alone, or rather if it's joined with enough people, well then those prayers can stay the winds of a hurricane or alter the course of bullets. Now we try to avoid each of those ditches. We teach our volunteers simply to pray. To pray for those who are suffering, for those who are responding, that the Lord would comfort those in tribulation, that he would use his word to do that and to strengthen the weak and the tired. In other words, we encourage our volunteers to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. You and I know that there's a lot more to it, but that's the basics. It's easy, really, or at least it sounds really easy. And yet, like many things in life, the easier that something seems, the harder it actually is. Our Lord has commanded us to pray, and he has promised to hear us. But what of those times when it seems as if he's not listening? Or those times that we think that he has abandoned us altogether, when he's taken away those whom we love and afflicted us with years of mourning. At these times, we can find ourselves praying for all the wrong things, if we're praying at all. And it's not just disaster. We can find ourselves praying that our enemies and those who persecute us would be brought low instead of to repentance and to faith. We can find ourselves praying for fantastical numerical growth in our church instead of fidelity to his word, and that it would not be bound but have free course simply to be preached for the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, and of course not return void. We can find ourselves praying for more money instead of for the wisdom to be godly stewards of that which he has already graciously given to us. Repent. Our Lord, your Lord, knows what is best for you, and he does not plan for you to weep forever. Already he knows the hairs on your head, and he gives to you that which you need far above anything else, forgiveness. And where there is forgiveness, there is also life and salvation. These are not platitudes that are thrown from afar. They are real, and they have been won for you on the cross. And your Lord, he loves to give them. That's what it means to have a true father and to be his true child. Even though the rivers roar and foam and the mountains be thrown into the heart of the sea, we will not fear. For the Lord is with us, showering us with his unending and abounding love. Now, this doesn't mean that we won't have suffering, or that if we only pray hard enough, then that, well, bad things won't happen. That's heresy. But it does mean that your suffering will not last forever, and you're not alone. You see, our God isn't afraid to get dirty, to get into the muck and the mire of this life, and to trudge through the trenches with us. That's the incarnation. He who knew no sin became sin. He did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but humbled himself. He took the form of a servant, and he suffered all, even death on the cross. And because he rose victorious and descended into heaven, we know that suffering and death, that war, disaster, and praise the Lord, even politics, will one day come to an end. And in the meantime, we pray. With all boldness and with all confidence, we pray as dear children ask their dear Father, that Jesus would return quickly and finally put an end to all kinds of disaster. We hear his word. We receive it with thanksgiving, and we confess it to our neighbors. We rest in his baptism, in our baptism, which is one and the same, and we serve our neighbor in love and in mercy. And finally, we feast at his table, that table which is spread in the midst and the presence of our enemies and those who hate us. And in so doing, we proclaim to the world the death and the resurrection of Jesus and receive his very body and his blood. Thus, in the midst of trial and tribulation, Jesus gives you peace. So take heart, for in these things are strength for the day, and in them we live, we love, and we find joy in full measure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.